You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And Lisa Goich is here.
I'm back.
She's back.
Yes. It's like post-pandemic. I'm feeling a little safer to be here two times.
Yes.
In yeah. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last time I saw you, I think, was like at Gilby's birthday party.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And oh, how did we even forget this on the last segment? So Lisa just had a birthday, and we got you cupcakes.
Oh, what? Those are for me?
Those are for you.
The dog was eating those.
We have, little dog spit in it.
But those are for me?
Yeah.
Okay. We have.
Oh, my God, from Suzy Cakes. It's my favorite place in the whole world.
Napkins and candles.
Oh. I see he went in here.
So well, anyway, that's my favorite one right there.
Okay, well, then that's yours.
Can I have that one?
Yeah, you can have whatever you want.
I wish all of you out there. Like, oh, here, protected. Take this away, because I don't want this to get dirty. It's already dirty. Ah, Daniela's calendar for those of you who tuned in last week.
We're having a little studio birthday.
Oh,
studio birthday for Lisa.
She's oh, there's the candles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have
a cupcake for you.
You have to make a wish.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, Barb, I have to tell you a story.
Yes.
I think I told you this, but Lisa hasn't heard this. Lisa needs to hear this.
Mm.
So I've been getting all these like skin tags.
Sun, or okay. Whatever.
I'm getting there. Don't jump the gun, everybody. Don't jump the gun. You have to put up with my long-winded story. So I've been getting all these skin tags, and I thought, damn it. You know, is this another one of those freaking age things? Like, am I just going to, like, become one giant skin tag? I'm just, like, getting...
I am.
But
totally.
I'm getting them all, like, all over my neck, and I was like, what the hell? This sucks. So Barb recommended a dermatologist for me to go to that's nearby. And yeah, and I went to the dermatologist and I walked in and I said, you know, I have all these skin tags, I want them off. And this has just started happening. So I'm assuming this is an age thing. Like
right.
I've hit that mark where the wheels are starting to fall off the bus and I'm getting skin tags everywhere.
I think everybody needs to know that you're saying this while right next to you is this calendar of you.
Yeah, right.
That I mean, that is not an age thing.
Yeah, and
that
by
is,
the way...
But go ahead, I don't mean
Gilby ain't noticing your skin tag.
He might.
Nor is anybody else.
No, actually, Gilby doesn't notice that. But Gilby, I swear, it's the funniest thing, but Gilby... I was talking to his brother about this last night. We went to Bob's Big Boy last night, right? Mm-hmm. I digress.
Oh, my favorite.
Mm-hmm. We went to Bob's Big Boy last night because every Friday night they have their classic car night.
Yeah.
So we went there and we were talking to... I was talking to his brother because he met up with us there. The guys all rode their bikes. And I was talking to his brother about how Gilby always orders the same meal everywhere he goes. He orders the same food. He watches the same movie over and over again, the same shows on TV over and over again. He will watch the same movie like 400 times. I don't understand. And he'll laugh at the same part every time. Like he's seen it for the first time in his life.
And that's cute.
And I came to the conclusion, I said to his brother, I go, I think that's why we've been married so long.
Oh, right.
He's just a creature of habit. He doesn't like change.
You're like an old movie, Daniela.
I'm like a rerun. I'm like a rerun of his favorite TV show.
He hasn't turned the channel in over 30 years.
So, oh, my God. That's awesome.
So anyways, okay, back to our story. So I went to the dermatologist and I said, is this an age thing? What the hell is going on? Why do I have skin tags? And she said, well, usually what happens is you get skin tags. Sometimes a lot of people find them in like folds, like under their arms, under their mm-hmm. boobs, like, you know, in their like groin area because of friction. Maybe it's some people, when they're overweight, have a lot of, you know, extra skin rubbing up against the other skin, and you can get skin tags.
Oh, and, I didn't know that.
And sometimes it can be a little bit of an age thing too. However, in your case, I can tell you what it is. And I was like, what's that? And she goes, do you sleep with all those necklaces on?
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes. So
she did not tell me this story.
I didn't tell you this. So she's like, yeah, you wear a lot of necklaces and you're telling me that you're getting them all on your neck.
Wow.
Oh,
and it's how long have you been wearing all these necklaces? And I said, well, I just kind of started piling them on. A few months ago, I started piling them on thinking I was mm-hmm. cute as hell with them all on.
You are cute as hell.
And I figured, you know, if I pile on the necklaces, I can be like those women in those tribes where no one will see my loose neck skin. That's I can just keep layering these necklaces. And I don't take them off. I shower with them.
It's
I sleep with them.
It's too hard to take them off and put them
pain
back on.
Pain in the ass to
oh
take them
God.
Off. So she said, well, if you don't like having skin tags, you need to take them off.
Oh,
and
boy.
When you go to bed at night, you should take them off.
Wow.
So
learn something new every day.
You learn something new every day. So she burnt them all off. And I
she
am
did?
Now. Yep. She burnt all my skin tags off. It was very quick, very easy, very cheap. And then I've just been making a habit of it now to not wear my necklaces all the time.
Yeah.
And when I do wear them, I take them off before I go to bed.
That is so
interesting. Did she say you can put something on them to like on your skin to not have that happen? Or I have so many,
I
but
mean,
mine
what
are
could you put on your
genetic.
Skin? Maybe you could Vaseline your neck so that it just slips and slip and slide with your necklaces.
I don't
but
no, but I didn't. I
but
never heard that
she
before.
Said all the necklaces on are making causing the friction.
That makes total
and
sense.
And sleeping, that's what's happening.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
So we'll see if that works because it'll be a little experiment. Because now that I'm starting fresh, they took them all off. And
right.
now I'm taking the necklaces off. And let's see if that helps. If I get them back, I'm going to go back there and march right in back into her office and be like, you were wrong.
Well,
this
some
is
of them
an age
are
thing.
Genetic too. Because yeah. Zach gets them all the time. And,
yeah.
and my kids have had them where they have to use the dry ice. And it's
yeah, she said also another thing that causes them is not just friction. But also hormones.
Oh, that makes
extra
total
skin,
sense.
Like extra mm-hmm. Cell. You know, like skin cells that aren't
yeah.
getting sloughed off.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're regenerating your cells, the old cells don't go anywhere, and so it kind of builds up.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. But
my parents both had a million. Like my mom had a million,
well,
and
you
my dad, as he got older,
on
had a
older
million.
People, and that's
yeah.
that's why I was like, oh, this is for sure an age thing.
I
am going
a
down. I'm going down. I'm totally
right.
going down now.
I've had so many removed. Mostly like on my back and stuff, but I think I'm due. And now I'm getting more. Like they start as a little red dot, and I can
yeah.
see the red dots everywhere.
Like, yeah.
Especially on my lower legs here.
Yeah, they start
and
as a red
it starts
dot.
Starts as a tiny little red
yeah.
dot, like huh. blood. It
yeah.
looks like there's blood under your skin, then it turns brown. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be like completely covered
yeah.
one day.
Well, you need a good dermatologist. In Studio City, dermatology is
yeah,
a great dermatologist.
Yeah, they'll take,
that,
they'll take it off.
That's not Lisa Benest, is it?
No, Dr. Oh. Rubenstein, right on the corner of Laurel Canyon and Ventura.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right.
I know where that is.
Yeah,
Studio
yeah,
City
yeah it's not too
They're
far.
Amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that happened.
Well, that's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We all learned something
I
just
had
now.
I no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're learning
Who
something.
Who knew necklaces
we'll see
could
we see
do
if
that?
Yeah.
If that's
totally.
True and if it works, I hope. Hmm. Because it's really not sexy at all. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, I have something that is sexy. Talking about you and Gilby and 30 years and anniversaries and everything. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
you know me. And I don't mean to jump into Barb's Bag of Tricks because I do have Barb's Bag of Tricks too. But this I've been talking about from the last episode, not being able to not share a gift when we get one. So I did get this for you for Christmas, but then I thought, oh, wait a minute. We're trying to figure out a place for you to go for your 30th wedding anniversary.
Right.
And
which we have a few ideas. Maybe we'll run them by everybody.
I think that this is maybe more of a present for Gilby.
Oh, my God.
We shall see. No, wait.
Let's
some
see.
Of these
oh,
are,
my. What is this?
I'm
oh,
always
this
buying
really,
one for,
really, really
one
is
for
a
you and
Barb's
one for
bag
me.
Of tricks.
Let me make sure. Hold on. Don't look yet. I got to make sure this is yours. Hold your little horses. Nope, this is me. Okay, so then these are for you.
The anticipation is killing
okay.
me. Okay. The anticipation.
You need to open these.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And I thought, you know.
Cold cocoa.
When is your anniversary, by the way?
September 21st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
30
yeah,
years?
30 years, yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, you were a baby.
I know. I gave that man my youth. What the heck?
Okay. Wait.
Oh, my.
Now, this one might just be for you. Read
oh,
the
my.
Read the G-string.
Oh, wow. This is so freaking cute.
What does
I figure
it say?
We need you to
oh
bring back
God,
the low-waisted
so
jeans.
So freaking cute.
Which one is that?
I just saw Beyonce in a photo shoot where she had a thong similar to this hanging out of her dress, like
oh.
a really low-cut
yes.
back dress. The back was cut very, very low, and she had a thong, and it had this chain, and I was like, oh, is that chain going up? Oh, how exciting.
Open the other ones. This one says
it
honest
says,
as fuck.
Oh, but, no way.
No,
it says, It says hot as fuck.
Oh, hot as fuck. I'm sorry.
Hot as fuck. And it is a gold chain for the thong. And it says hot as fuck. So in little charms, little gold charms. Really cute.
Well, you have to save
when all the really low-waisted jeans come back. Yes. And Daniela, you know, does a whole new line. And she says, these are more for Gilby.
Wait, is Gilby going to wear these?
No, you're going to wear them, but Gilby's going to read them.
Oh, okay. What does this one say? God. That is hilarious. Oh, my God. That is so fucking funny. That is funny. This says Gilby.
Oh, my God. No way.
Where do you find this stuff?
You know, we were talking about...
Where did you find
it? It's so funny. We were talking
about... Where did you find stuff like this? This is a girl.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'll tell you something.
That's my new business.
I'm that's your new career. You could be the, like... Exotic gift giving.
Oh.
Yeah. Exotic gift
that's
giving.
That's a good idea. I need to make some stuff
Seriously.
Too. I need to invent some things. But
this is so genius.
So cute.
How freaking cute is this?
I thought, how sexy is that when you have your low jeans on or a low dress and
that
his
is
name
so,
is out there?
So cute.
I love them.
I'm going to tell him not to listen to this episode so that I can surprise him with this one. This is too funny.
That
How
is super cute.
I love that.
It was so funny because
wait,
Daniela
I want to see which ones you got.
Okay, well.
So will it
did you get some
so
for
it
Zach?
Goes yeah. above your pant
right in
line
your,
or whatever.
Right yeah. in your it's a thong. It's yeah. a thong, but instead of the
underwear
top being,
sticking out. Yeah.
I have
yeah.
dimples there.
Oh, how cute. I've always wanted
says
that.
That's for his thumbs. Oh. And
that's so cute that you have dimples there for
I do.
His thumbs.
It's one place you really don't want dimples, but yeah.
I like it. I think it's cute.
Zach loves them. This one says Scorpio.
How cute. Oh, my God. Barb, these are cute.
Oh
we need
God,
to take pictures of these
awesome.
And put them up.
I'll have to use these for my calendar.
Phil's
yeah, you
dying.
Have to take pictures so the listeners can
yes, no, we'll
see.
Yes, we'll definitely post them. And I think this one. Oh, this one says Zach.
Oh, oh my God.
And
these are
one,
so cute.
Aren't they great?
Oh, my God. They're amazing.
I love that.
So I really want to wear these and post them. They're so funny.
You need to take them for your anniversary. And
yeah.
That's why I was thinking, oh, you know what? I don't have to wait to give these to her for Christmas. It's very appropriate for the 30th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff. I mean, really
it's
fun.
So cute. What is this website? Is it
it's
a website?
Called, yeah, so everybody, it's called Cold Coco, COCO. Uh-huh. And I think it's coldcoco.com. Is that what it's called?
Coldcoco.com?
Yeah. Coldcoco.com.
Where are they based out of?
You know what? It was pretty far. I want to say that they're from overseas because it took a while to
was
get
it expensive?
Them.
They're really, really
more
pretty.
More expensive than normal.
It's a really beautiful gift, though, because they're like in this beautiful
they're
little...
Good,
and they're
quality.
Personalized.
Yeah, yeah they're
very
personalized.
Good quality.
And it's like a little satin bag that it comes in, and they're really cute.
And the chain isn't
the hardware's
junk,
cute.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah, it's nice quality.
Yeah, it's really nice quality hardware. It's very nice.
I want to say that they were from South America somewhere because it took forever to get them.
They're really cute. I love them. Thank you, Barb. That is so genius.
You are very
so
welcome.
Clever.
It was really, really fun too.
Oh my God, they're
I love,
cute.
You know, I live for gift giving, but when
yeah,
I can find something that's like really appropriate, it's
oh my God,
even more
that
fun.
Was super
those
cute.
Those are really cute. Oh, we got to get some for Lisa that say
yes.
zigzag on them.
Super cute. We should.
Yeah, for Teddy
that's
Zigzag.
What's in your future for Christmas for your calendar.
Okay. I don't want to bring up an old story.
We're over-sexualizing their situation right now.
Oh my God. One day, this was a very long time ago. Like I'm talking toward the beginning of our relationship.
How long have you guys been together, Lisa?
Almost 25 years.
Oh, wow.
Fun fact, I was at their wedding.
Yeah, she was at, we've been married for, this year was, we got married in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So this year was in March.
Years.
Yeah, we've been married 20 years, but we were together 4 years before that. So
wait,
this coming February will be 25 years.
Oh, 25 years, wow.
I mean, that we've known each other, that we've been together.
But your 20-year wedding anniversary was this March.
Yes, was
did you guys
March.
Do anything special?
No. Because it was...
You did go away, didn't you? Oh, that was...
No, that was like
COVID.
Last year or the year before or whatever.
Time goes by so fast.
Okay. No, we went to Antigua and then we went to that cruise. We did that. So we took two trips in our entire relationship. Whatever. So...
That's what you need girlfriends for.
Yeah. So when we first got together...
Touring musicians do not like to take vacations.
No.
And
he likes to be
home. In all fairness, Lisa's husband is a
a musician and he tours yeah. all the time too.
Yeah,
so
yes. yeah, he yeah. doesn't like
it. We know.
He likes to be home. He'd rather be home.
Yeah.
So yeah, when we first got together, I don't know, he was maybe out on the road or came back. I don't remember the setup for this, but I went out and bought some like little thing, like some little lingerie thing. And Teddy came home and I answered the door in it. And I thought this is going to be like a movie scene, right? And he's like, "What the hell are you wearing?" I'm not kidding you. That came out of his mouth. I was so upset. No. PTSD. PTSD to this day.
So you've never done it again.
I took it off. I got some scissors.
You know what?
I cut it up into 100 pieces. And I said every bad word came out of my mouth and threw it all over the floor, went into the room, slammed the door. And I don't think I talked to him for 3 days. And it never came out since.
You know
it's
what my response would have been?
What?
My response would have been, "Oh, I thought you were going to be someone else. I'm sorry."
I came home earlier than I thought.
I wasn't expecting you.
Oh, Daniela, why are you not there?
If I ever said that to Zach, he'd throw me right down there on the threshold of the steps and forget it. Those are asking for it words.
Oh, my God. That would have been perfect. Why didn't I do that? But that's what he said. Like, what the hell are you, what are you wearing? Or something similar to that. And I was like, and then that really hurts you. You know, it was a very hurtful thing. And I don't know.
But some guys are not, like, I have some girlfriends who have husbands like that are not into lingerie, that if they try to put lingerie on or if they try to do something funny, like put in a porn or whatever. Oh my God, I just totally dated myself. Put in a porn. What? No, you don't put in a porn anymore, people. And neither do I. But
you can put it in.
You can Google it during a porn. You can put it in during a porn. Yeah, because we no longer have VCRs. No, we don't. But God, it's hard to break the old timers lingo.
It is.
You put in a porn. You pop some popcorn. I have some friends that whose husbands don't like that. Who are not into it. Like, they feel shy by it. Like, they're like, "Oh, not my wife." They have that Madonna whore syndrome.
Well,
you know?
I think for me, it was unusual for me to do something like that, and he wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but let me tell you, after 20 years or whatever this is, I don't even know if he still deserves it. And he can't listen to it. Well, I don't know. I don't care if he listens to this. I really don't. He knows what he did. I think I brought it up like at least once a year since then in some other weird, you know, like, "Oh, what? You don't want spaghetti tonight? What? Is it like that lingerie that I had to cut up with the scissors?" Oh, like, God. I bring it up in like the oddest places. He's never going to be
very David of you.
Yeah, very interesting ways of bringing it up.
But I think that like to him it was like what? Like it's not me. You know what I mean? He doesn't feel like it's me.
Yeah.
It's not something I do often.
Are you supposed to answer the door in like an apron and...
I think probably what I'm wearing now.
Okay.
Some Amish outfit with...
I think you're cute.
Amish clothing with socks.
Little daisy braids. I don't know. It's a little girl Amish. I don't know. But I
did that once with
Zach. Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
When we were still in high school. And I drove to his house to pick him up, and I was in nothing but like a garter, stockings, maybe pumps. It was the late 80s. Who knows? I don't know.
Shoulder pads. I'll throw in some shoulder pads for you.
I haven't worn pumps since, so maybe it was then. And I drove up to the house, and Zach's father was outside.
Oh, no.
I had to keep driving around the block.
No.
There were no cell phones, right?
No.
When you're, you know, of a certain stature. We didn't have cell phones to say to him, "Get your ass downstairs. Your father's out front." So I had to just keep circling.
Oh, I'm in an outfit.
Yeah, it was like circling around LAX until he finally came outside, but it was just so funny. I was like, "Oh shit, your dad's outside."
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I wonder. So some guys, you know, have like this whole Madonna whore thing. You know, they don't want to see their, you know, mother of their children, their wife dressed up like that, or you know. And then some guys love it, and then some guys like you with like no makeup. A little cropped white t-shirt and panties, and that's it too.
Right.
You know, like they like that kind of girl next door vibe.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess you got
to
just...
It's all different.
Yeah, everyone's different.
I think
Phil, what's your vibe?
I like everything you just
said. I was just going to say that.
Yeah, all of it. Okay.
Any of the options.
So change it up, girls. Yeah.
Phil will take any option.
Yeah. And what about girls? What do we like? Do we like guys that do the magic mic situation?
Oh, no.
Or is that gross?
No, I that's not.
Yeah.
I can't.
No.
That would be too weird. No, if Teddy came in, if Teddy came in with that thing on that you just got, with
Teddy,
the cold cocoa.
And the gold charms that said Lisa's hot
and
as fuck.
And it said Goitsch across the back.
Goitsch. And then did a little.
A girl on the go.
A girl on the go.
Did a little magic mic move on you. Can you just.
He was like. I'd be like, oh my God, put it away.
Does that do it for you? Like the Chippendales thing and stuff, that never did it for me.
No, that's not my vibe.
No. I had to, when I was doing comedy, often I had to literally open the show for a lot of Chippendales, fake Chippendales acts, wherever we were in Ohio or wherever, you know? And it was so weird because like the girls never wanted you to be up on stage. They were like the comedy, they would always put women up on stage because they thought that we'd be able to relate to all the women and the thing. I mean, it would go okay. But all these women were just waiting for these guys to come on, which I could never understand. And you'd see the guys like backstage prior to the thing and they're like, you know, and then they'd come out and then the girls are going crazy and I'm like, I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It embarrasses me or something. I don't know. I'm just not, it's not my thing.
I mean, I don't mind it. Like I can have fun with it. Just the same as
fun.
But I'm not turned on by it. It's not going to turn me on. No, it's not my vibe.
Me either.
Not like a guy going to a strip club, which is a different thing.
Oh my God.
For
the
men.
Drool.
I would rather go to a strip club and see a woman dancing than I would having a guy,
without
Chippendales guy.
I actually like going to strip clubs. I enjoy going to strip bars.
I did a long time ago. I went to one with Gilbert Gottfried once.
What?
Well, that's hysterical.
That's pretty good. I mean, we used to go all the time.
Maybe I shouldn't say that out loud. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Phil might have to beep that out. But it was very long. It was like 30 years ago.
Yeah,
something
so what?
Like that. Yeah, because
I mean, I've gone with all the guys. Like when Gilby was in Guns, we used to go to strip bars all the time. Like wherever we were in a new town, we would just go and just hang out just to have drinks and
Teddy
hang out.
Teddy has a video. Oh, my God. I don't even know if I should say this. Teddy, when he was on the road with Guns N' Roses with Gilby.
Yeah.
Had one of those video cameras, you know, the 8mm, whatever they were called, you know, the video cameras that he would take videos of.
They had like VHS cameras.
Everything.
Or something. Yeah.
One day you have to come over. I don't know if you've ever seen any of these.
I've never seen them, no.
Oh my God.
Am I on any of these?
And you can't
do
anything with them because you can't take them anywhere because anybody could take these and duplicate them. So
and
they're literally
make some money.
And they literally sit in his closet. But one of the.
One day.
I don't even know if they're in his closet. I think they're hidden somewhere super secret. There is one scene.
Now she's worried that someone's going to break into their house.
Yeah, to try to steal them. You don't know where we live. Don't even know my name. There was this one thing where it was some girl. It was like after a show and it was Teddy and a girl and somebody else was in the room. I'm not going to say the other person was. The other person was like passed out sleeping on the floor.
Oh, I know who it was then. That's easy.
Somebody else was passed out sleeping on this phone. It looked like a giant, maybe hotel room or something. I couldn't tell what it was.
Yeah.
And there was this woman dancing. Teddy's just videotaping it and like talking to her. And she's just, it's all very late at night. Like the makeup's all thing. She's all and she's just like doing this. And it goes on forever. And she's just going around the room and she's like up on a table. And she's like, just keeps going. And Teddy's talking and this person's passed out in the corner. I'm like, this is the most bizarre video I've ever seen in my life.
Oh
like,
my God, that's
it was
so funny.
It was the weirdest thing. But that's what that just reminded me of. Like
that is so funny.
Like would I want to be sitting in that room then? No, this was not a sexy moment. This was just like literally somebody who just couldn't stop dancing. She just kept going.
Yeah.
And then Teddy's like, oh, so you're from Indiana? You know, like, I mean,
like there were so many nights like that. I can't even tell you. I can't even pick them out on their own. There was nine.
Well, you were probably there.
Like
you were probably there earlier in the evening.
Yeah.
Maybe she was in her prime.
Yeah. before she turned into Alice Cooper.
Before she turned into Alice Cooper.
Great.
I mean, it was just like a scene of, it could be a scene in a movie, like Bachelor Party or something. You know what I mean? It just seemed like, wow, this is going on really late. Sometimes you just have to leave the party.
It's weren't like, the 80s grand. Man.
Oh my God.
80s and 90s. Grand.
I loved the 90s.
Yeah, they were funny times.
Yeah.
Very funny times. But yeah, we have tons of stories like that too. I'm always like, God, who has all those pictures from those days and videos? Teddy.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it now.
No way.
You couldn't do any of that stuff now do. Like Mm-mm. people did then. Because there's too many people that were in those videos that definitely would have been videotaping what you did.
Do they let you now, if you go into a strip club, bring your phone?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Well, this was like a hotel room, this scene, or like a party scene. Like Oh, yeah, that is weird, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably
not. I've not seen anything.
They probably don't like. I haven't been to a strip bar in a long time.
No, that is weird because I don't think. No, I don't remember the last time I was at a strip. Well, I do remember the last time I was at a strip club. But but I don't remember if there were video phones at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there were cell phones for sure, but I don't remember if you could video something.
There were so many instances, like especially in Amsterdam at those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, my God. If anybody had a video camera, that would have been really bad.
Yeah. I mean,
really bad.
I mean, there's a lot that goes that went on back in the day that you in anybody's lives that you couldn't that you can't do now.
No, no.
You know, I thought about that the other day when we were at Casa Vega. I did I tell you the story when I was at it was my first time in a restaurant in since COVID, right? Uh-huh. And they sat us in this back room. You know the back room where they have
go inside Casa Vega now?
Yes, you can inside. And they put us, you know, when you go in and you go past the bathrooms in that back room. Yeah. And in the very back of that back room, there's like a big giant booth thing, right?
Casa Vega was always known to all of us, and especially the band.
Yes.
At that time as the darkest place on earth.
Yeah, it was
because it's very dimly lit.
Yes,
and they let you, they back in the day, they used to let you smoke inside Casa Vega.
Yeah.
So all the guys would go there and sit there all night long drinking and smoking.
Yeah. And they have no idea about last call. It was like a
They would let everybody. Yeah, right. That's what was my first date with Teddy. It was Casa Vega. So we went to this thing and they put me in one of those, you know, it's like a double booth. So there's like the long one and then there's the shorter thing there. And there was nobody else back there, one other little table. Out of nowhere, they seat this table of like three people right next to us in the same booth. And I'm like, there's 100 tables in this restaurant. And I'm already like, you know, nervous about being in a restaurant.
What do you mean? They said three people in
You know, like
in your booth?
There was the big booth. Like it's the big booth in the back. So like normally you'd sit a big party there, like eight people or something, right? But they set us in one little corner of it. So I thought, oh, we get this whole
thing,
right?
They made you share a booth?
Made us share a booth with this other table of three.
Well, that's bizarre.
So I thought I had my inside voice going, but I did not. And I said to Teddy, I go, I am so uncomfortable right now. Well, the lady...
They didn't ask your permission. They just said,
no, the hostess just came and sat somebody down there.
Well, that's so weird.
Yeah, it was a woman, a man, and then like a younger, might have been their daughter or something. Yeah. Right? But she wasn't young. She might have been like in her.
But it's still weird, especially in these times. They should have at least said, are
and
you
wait,
guys okay with
the
this?
Plot thickens. So they sat them down there, and the and I said, oh, you know, I. What do I tell Teddy? I'm really uncomfortable. And the lady goes, well, we're really uncomfortable too. Like she got, and Teddy's like, oh, Jesus Christ. And he's got like his menu up in front of his face. He's like, can't you ever just shut up? Do you always have to talk and me say something like that? Anyway, so I'm sitting there and
so
I'm like,
seeing this all.
I said to the woman, I go, ma'am, you have to understand what I'm saying. Look at this restaurant. It's totally empty. Why would they see? Do you not?
Do you
want to sit with us too? Like, this is my first foray into a restaurant, you know? And she just was not having me, right? Like, she was like, ah! All of a sudden, she says to the waiter was like, do you want to order yet? She goes, we have four more people coming. I couldn't even handle it. I go, what the? And I said the word out loud. I go, four more people coming? I said the waiter, go, can we get on the table? She goes, don't worry, we'll move. And then she gets up and leaves, right? So anyway, this all circles back to your thing.
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
Her daughter was there and she
this
had like her cell phone.
Of your,
like her,
a Larry David
yes,
moment.
Yes. Her daughter was there with her cell phone. I kept thinking, what if her daughter was on the phone taping me the entire time? Right. And
you'd go viral.
But fortunately, I thought about that the minute I saw her phone. So I was being the quiet one and trying to be reasonable while the woman was being like crazy pants. Right. And I'm like, I'm just saying, there's a million tables here. Wouldn't you rather be sitting over there? Or wouldn't you rather we be sitting over there? So they went outside. So I thought I'd be nice. I bought the whole table a round of drinks and sent it outside.
Nice.
Yeah, sent it outside to their new table. And she never thanked me.
Wow.
Nobody from there came back. Nobody said anything. And I asked the waiter, I go, did she say anything? She goes, no.
And then I was like, oh, oh. Then I got like super angry. Then I wanted to go over there and go, oh, yeah, yeah.
The Detroit was coming out.
The Detroit was coming out. Like, it was horrible. God. But anyway, that made me think of cell phones because I was so worried after that, right? That what if this comes out and then there's me being like some sort of crazy Karen in Casa Vega about three people blowing their air on me, you know? Yeah. Anyway, so I just thought that was, you got to watch yourself is my whole point. You got to watch what you say. You got to watch what you do, and you don't want to do anything bad in public.
No, you have to. I mean, I think about that a lot, the difference with phones, because everything is, you know, anything is the has the potential of turning into that kind of situation with someone with their phone in your face. You know?
And you just have to either like ignore people if they are being aggressive towards you or whatever. Like, you just don't want to be the person. Just be the person who's quiet in that situation.
That is really hard for me.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, it was for me too.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it at first, but that moment made me go, okay, I'm never doing that again. Like, I would never do that. Because I thought, if this goes somewhere and this is all over and then suddenly I'm on like some, you know, TV show. Like, oh, look at crazy Casa Vega Karen.
Casa Vega Karen. Oh, my God.
I think Casa Vega needs to buy you and Teddy a free dinner.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Margarita, at least.
They put you in that in that situation.
That is a weird.
And I spent a lot of money on those drinks, let me tell you.
Oh, I know it.
I had to buy four, five, six, seven drinks.
Casa Vega's not cheap.
No.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't, I mean.
I think they went to town, too, because, like, they ordered, you know. Like, they weren't just ordering a beer.
Oh, man. Did they probably ordering, like, the most expensive?
Like, the big margarita, the fancy margaritas. It was a lot of money, so whatever. But I felt better when I left, and I thought, I hope they feel at least a little bad now.
And I haven't seen you on Instagram, so you're good.
Yet. But at least I've admitted it to the public, so there you go.
She's already come out with it.
So. I've come out with it, so.
You've diffused it, essentially. Oh, my God. All right, so... Barb, do we have a bag of tricks?
Sure.
Should we do a bag of tricks now?
So I was going to do this last week, but then we got all excited with our new beauty tools. But and you know about these two products because I sent you a video of myself looking like a Breck girl, or at least I was hoping I was looking like a Breck girl.
Breck so girl,
this
what?
Is not... This is that. Not.
It's not a sex toy.
It's
folks.
Not a vibrator or a pretend massager.
Pretend massager.
I laugh now. I'm like, they're sold everywhere, like in the airports, in the
right.
Personal massager. I'm like, oh, that's what they call it now. Totally different. But anyway, so
that is quite something.
When I was younger, my mother had one of those round brushes that. Moved with your hair and my hair would get wound up in it and I had horror nightmares about it for a long time of my life.
I have a feeling I would be like attacked by it somehow.
On and on and on. Every time I'm online, if I'm on Instagram, if I'm on Who, What, Where, if I'm on any beauty blogs or beauty podcasts, everyone has been going on and on and on about this Revlon blow dry brush. I don't know. It's a multi gadget. So it blow dries your hair, your hair, and it can curl it or style it at the same time.
Is it heavy, Barb?
And it's very.
Is that how you
heavy.
Get those? Your hair has perfect curls all the time. Like, do you use that?
I didn't today, but it can do that.
It's quite heavy, actually.
It is heavy, but I have to be honest.
It's got a big grip.
It's by Revlon?
It's by Revlon. It's really like, inexpensive. It's gotten like 5,000 five-star reviews on Amazon.
What?
It's not expensive at all. Maybe, I mean, for what it is, because now you're essentially getting a curling iron and a blow dryer together. Yeah. So I think it was like under $35.
Wow.
They do have a coupon on Amazon. Sometimes they give you another 10% off. And the shape of it, it's more oval than round. And I think that's the secret, that it doesn't snarl up your hair.
Oh.
But if you move it while you're blow drying your hair, it makes your hair so smooth. It looks like glass. If you turn it like a round brush at the end, it will put a curl in your hair or a bend. And it has a cool setting so you can lock in the style and make your hair super shiny.
Oh.
It's ionic. I bit the bullet and said, I'm going to try it. I keep hearing about this thing. I've got to try it for Barb's Bag of Tricks. I want to tell you, this is like the greatest invention ever.
Really?
Wow, love that's it. So okay. cool. I totally want, I want to try it now.
And I'm going to post the video of myself.
You
know, my
yes, do that. Hair, do a video of you doing shocking. Your hair and how you use
and
it.
And then yeah. the other product that they were going off about it on the same, all the same sources. Everyone was talking about this stuff, and this is for you, Daniela, because I have one. It's by L'Oreal. It's called Elvive. Did you ever hear of this?
No.
Okay, so it's not expensive at all. I think it's like $11.99, and it'll probably last God only knows how long. And it almost is like a micellar water. It's really super thin, and you put it on your hair after you wash your hair. And the reason it's called Dream Length's 8-second Wonder Water is because you literally only put it on your hair for 8 seconds, and it's pre-measured. It tells you where to stop, whether you have short hair, long hair, thick hair, or whatever. And you pour it on your hair, and it's very thin like water, and it gets hot. It's a very weird thing. It gets warm. So don't be getting it anywhere. You shouldn't be, Daniela.
Yeah.
And but thanks. You put it 8 seconds, and it seals your hair. It gives your hair will feel like it detangles your hair. It makes it so soft.
So when you put it on for 8 seconds and
in
then
the
you,
shower,
and you take
rinse
it off,
rinse it off,
like
in the
just like in the shower,
8 seconds in the shower.
Did you just squirt it on?
You just squirt it on. It's pre-measured. It has a little ruler on the side and says, you know, if you have thick hair, then you would go down full two doses. If you, it's only you literally only leave it on for 8 seconds.
Whoa.
It is magic.
Wow.
And this is another product that believe the hype. It's that good.
Wow. Yeah, so. Very cool.
Wow. Thank you.
Gilby's going to love that. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Gilby would like that, right?
It's so good. Okay. It seals your ends. Your hair is like glass. It's beautiful. It's
and
really
it
good stuff.
It heats up. Oh, that's cool.
This is what
it says. Maybe it doesn't for everybody, but it did for me. I felt the sensation of it getting hot.
Wow.
But it's great.
Oh, and it says to massage it in for 8 seconds.
Yeah, 8 seconds. That's it.
And then you rinse it out.
And you rinse it
out. Yeah, it says in the shower, apply directly to wet hair. On the lengths only.
Yep.
And then massage for 8 seconds and rinse it out.
Oh, so you put it on the bottom of your hair, not up here?
Yeah, just like on the length.
Well, you can massage it up. It's amazing. Really great stuff.
Here's
and
something I just
super inexpensive.
Realized that during the pandemic, I saved myself so much money because I wasn't sitting here with Barb and her bag of tricks.
Right.
And every week I would go home and buy whatever it was that Barb told me to buy. Right. Now I'm going to go buy that thing when I get home,
but
the blow dryer and that
they
stuff.
Sell it at Walgreens. You could even get it on your way home. But quite honestly, these are very inexpensive products.
Yeah.
Like for, it was even, the beauty blog even said the top 25... Actually, BuzzFeed said the top 25 products that you will like be obsessed with. And these are, nothing was over $50, but this is,
wow.
I think with the discounts, under 30. Oh, and then real quick, one more thing. I know I don't want to take up everybody's time, but I've been hearing from a lot of people, including a friend of ours that we went roller skating with. And you were even saying that you felt that your hair felt thinner. And
yeah.
It's not feel-
yeah,
okay,
definitely.
So... A couple years ago, I had that same thing, and I think it was definitely related to hormones because I had just had Sabbath, and my hair was like breaking and felt really stringy and just awful. And my hairdresser then told me to start using this, and this you put in your scalp. It's mm-hmm. by Kerastase. It's called Initialist.
Oh, I like Kerastase a lot.
This stuff is concentrated. It's a little dropper. You put it in your scalp, and it makes your hair grow. It's miracle grow for your hair.
Wow. I have to get that because I do have really thinning hair.
It thickens your hair. I still, like maybe once a month now, I'll put it around my hairline or in the nape of my neck because the nape of my neck is where I sometimes, like if I wear my hair
good.
Up or whatever.
Yeah, that's good.
It is, this is another product. Now, this is not that inexpensive. It's maybe $50, but this has lasted me. This is 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
So this is great, 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 great stuff. Highly recommend that. And,
I like that. I love this line too. Kerastase is one of my favorite products.
You know, in Europe, everywhere in Europe, especially France, because L'Oreal is based in France, Kerastase is like a drugstore brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
For us, it's a luxury premium brand.
Right.
But I will give you a tip. If you go on Kerastase's website and you do their replenishing order subscription, you get your sixth one free, or you get points all the time. And they send you tons of samples of stuff or trial size that's great for travel. So, but
that's
this
cool.
stuff is amazing.
Cool.
Very cool.
So that's bag of tricks for today.
Yeah, I like it. Thank you, Barb. I love the cold cocoa underwear. Like, this is like my favorite thing
that
ever.
That is the greatest thing ever. I can't wait to hear how Gilby likes it.
Oh, my God. We need a video.
Zach, of course, is going to love it when he gets to read his name.
He'll love that. So I just, as we're sitting here, I got a text from Macy. She's having, it's her birthday.
Oh.
And she sent me an invite. And this is so typical. She sent an invite.
Is it tonight?
For her birthday party. There's no date and there's no time.
I love her. I love her. Just,
I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, I'm in. But
it's a save the date.
When is this and what time? Where am I going? What do I just get ready now? I mean, there is. Am I missing something? There's no date and no time.
Oh my God, that's so funny. It's a mystery party.
I mean, I don't know if I'm missing something.
I think, well, the only thing she says is, well, I'm not going to even say that. But I think that one of the things, you RSVP and then maybe you get like the secret password or something.
But
maybe it's an eyes wide shut party.
RSVP for what date, Macy? What day? What time?
Oh, it's probably God. Tonight.
That is hilarious because that is so her.
She's classic.
I mean, unbelievable.
She's awesome.
I love her. So that does it for this episode of Honest AF Show. Thank you, Lisa, for joining us.
Yes.
Again.
Thank you for having me. It was so excited. I got a cupcake for my birthday. And by the way, I ate it already. I'll just have to have another one and then we'll do the candle
afterwards.
Have
as many as you want.
But, I didn't even know my car. I didn't want the paper noise to go on the thing.
We enjoyed having you again. It was very fun. Okay. And if you enjoyed this show or if there's products you want us to review or other subjects you want to talk us to talk about, because I can't speak anymore, hit us up on our socials, Honest AF Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. HonestAFShow.com is our website.
And please download our episodes because we're sick of hearing that our listenership is bigger than our downloads. We need you to download people, please.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Listen to Barbara Ann.
Yeah. And don't subscribe or review unless it's really nice things to say.
That's correct. Okay. Because we'll just, delete it. <I'm> just kidding. All right. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. We obviously need to do a disclaimer here, so we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation. Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide. But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags, because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.